We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Frida Wara.
I don't think there's been a day in my life that I have not gone to the Arctic in my mind for some time. I was the most prepared for that expedition, and yet I probably was the one who cracked the hardest. The very first night we were out on the ice, I'm the one that went, "What the hell did I just do? I brought 11 other women to this godforsaken place." And I could hear the ice, I could understand the temperature, I could understand the winds. And I mean, we had a woman, Phyllis Grumman, she was the mother of triplets and had another daughter, so four children that she'd left at home. And another one of our teammates, Susan Sharp, she was a single mom of two children. And I thought, what have I done? This is just crazy. And of course, I'm thinking about my own family, my husband, my children, my mother was still living. And I was scared to death. And that whole night, I couldn't sleep. And you need to sleep. Sleep is the only way you can recharge your battery so that you have enough strength to keep going the next day. But even more important, I couldn't leak that fear, because if I showed my fear, then that would be so contagious to everybody's confidence, because what you have to move forward is confidence. And it was really difficult for me, and the other teammates knew something wasn't right, and I would shroud back into my hood, my ruff. You wear a hood with a fur ruff on it, and that's basically the only place you get to go to be by yourself. And it was messages that were on my skis, and in two places on my skis, my daughter had written, "You are my hero." And at the time, Erica was 16 years old, and she'd used a lot of four-letter words on me, but she hadn't used the word hero. And I don't know why, but my eyes, just in the process of just lumbering along on my skis and staring down at my skis, it was that really brought some strength to me. And also another teammate that just let me know that we were together, and to not make a decision to not complete this expedition. But I was really afraid that I had brought all of us to our death. And day after day, you build your strength and you build your confidence and you start to understand this alien environment, that there's absolutely nothing on the landscape except snow and ice. Nowhere can you find a tree, a bush, a stick. There's no roof lines. There was absolutely nothing familiar, nothing familiar. There's no sound. There's nothing else alive. There's no other color. It's just an all-white world under this big blue dome. And pretty soon you make friends with it. And it was on April 24th at 4 o'clock in the morning that we finally reached the North Pole.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by John Main. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.